country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive.
Yes, indeed.
Country folks can survive.
We country folk can survive. Welcome to you. This is the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. James Kelso here, your host. Oh, that was interesting. Moving around my microphone here, twisting it around. Oh, there's a sweet spot right there. Hey, how do you like that? June 21st, 2023, Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. James Kelso, your host. And me, tuning up. Thank you for joining us. You can call in anytime you like to this show. It's a live show, obviously extemporaneous and impromptu. 512-248-8252. And your phone call will be directed to Round Rock, Texas. That's down deep in the heart of Texas near Austin, Texas. And then your call will be routed up to me up here in the North Woods. Well, we don't have many woods, but the upper Midwest here in North Dakota, near the Canadian border, and we can talk about the Trump phenomenon. Well, today was quite a day in the Trump phenomenon. John Durham testified before Congress and a congressional committee, and, I mean, blew the doors off of the demon rat communist huckster, criminal, traitors, anti-American creeps that constitute the Democrat Party. We'll listen to a little bit of it here. Now, who is John Durham? John Durham is the guy who was given the assignment of investigating Crossfire Hurricane and the Trump, Russia hoax, the Nancy Pelosi, wad of spit, Nancy Pelosi, impeachments. John Durham, who turns out to have some integrity, it appears. We have an exception here to the rule that the whatever judge, whatever grand jury, whatever prosecutor is sent out against Trump is corrupt. And John Durham took way too long, several years. He had unlimited funding and legal staff, but he issued a report on, well, what actually was the truth about Donald Trump and Russia. And Durham's report indicates there's no truth, none. Not one scintilla. And it gets worse, and you're going to hear about that in a moment, as people like Jim Jordan question John Durham today on questions like, well, let's see, who knew and when did they know that the allegations of a Russia-Trump connection were false? Well, among the people who knew were your and my favorite American, Barack Obama. He knew. How about another favorite American, Joe Biden? He knew. How about John Brennan? How about James Comey? How about Peter Strzok? They all knew there was nothing. But several things then subsequently happened. All of those people went ahead with, well, let's attack Trump on Russia. Donald Trump has some kind of a relationship with Vladimir Putin and the Russians. and he's working against America's interests. They all knew that was a lie. A communist lie. But they went ahead with it anyway. But it gets worse. Who else joined the conspiracy? Joined the gang? The American media. They all hopped on board. Now, they didn't know as completely as the aforementioned people, Biden, Obama, Comey. They knew, they were briefed at the highest level. But they went ahead with it anyway. They sold it to the media. And the media, of course, slobbering over themselves, loved it, and then went with it. And America experienced this for several years. Now, let's see. Let's ask an elementary school question. Did this have any effect on the 2020, on the 2016, and then the 2018, and then the 2020, and then the 2022 elections? That's 1, 2, 3, 4 elections. Four elections that were critically and hugely affected against Trump by that disgusting lie perpetrated by these traitors. Traitors against America. Barack Obama, traitor. Joe Biden, traitor. James Comey, traitor. John Brennan, traitor. Peter Strzok, traitor. They absolutely fit the definition of traitor. And this is not a small thing. This is not even... This is... What worse charge can you level against an American citizen than traitor? These are disgusting people. Moral filth. All of them. And they run your country and have been running it into the ground. Now, Donald Trump was president from January 20th, 2017 to January 20th, 2021. But was he running the show as president? Chief executive? No, of course not. And now he knows this better than any other person who's ever lived. He was at the top of an octopus, a Hydra-headed federal government that hated him and that would do lie, steal, cheat, defraud, commit treason to hamper, hurt, stop, derail, imprison Donald Trump. And in 2020, they succeeded in that. In 2018, they succeeded in that. In 2022, they succeeded again. Their initial shock was the 2016 election, where they came up short. So here we are. Now, let's listen to some of these. John Durham is the witness testifying, and you're going to hear several U.S. congressmen, patriotic, patriotic Americans, all of them Republicans, asking John Durham simple questions. And beautifully, wonderfully, John Durham issues many, many times a direct and simple answer, such as yes or no. Haven't heard that in a while from somebody hauled in front of these committees. All right, so let's listen to this one right here. Jim Jordan, Congressman of Ohio, questioning John Durham, who investigated all of this Democrat treason and FBI treason.
Eating it. He told us that not one single substantive allegation in the dossier was ever corroborated, ever validated, yet it was used to spy on an American citizen associated with the presidential campaign. He told us there was no proper predicate for opening the Crossfire Hurricane investigation. Maybe most importantly, he told us the FBI, the preeminent law enforcement agency in the world, failed in its fundamental mission of adherence to the rule of law. And unfortunately, I think once again, the Democrats will say, we don't care.
Now, of course, Jim Jordan, he said they failed. Of course, he knows it's worse than that. They didn't fail. They committed treason. They hid the truth, and then they fabricated lies. They didn't just fail. It wasn't like they slipped up. They lost a file. They got something wrong. No. This was hundreds of senior top FBI officials committing treason deliberately over a period of years trying to destroy our country. And it hasn't changed.
It doesn't matter. We're never going to stop going after President Trump. In fact, 8 days ago, we saw how far they are willing to go with the indictment of President Trump. But frankly, this shouldn't surprise us. They told us their objective. In fact, it was an agent on the case of Crossfire Hurricane who told us what their objective was. We all remember the text message from Peter Strzok where he said, "Don't worry, we'll stop Trump." It started with the Crossfire Hurricane investigation. Mr. Durham has told us how wrong that was. Now we have an indictment of a former president who's winning in every single poll by his opponent's Justice Department. And in between those two events, we had the Mueller investigation, we had impeachment, we had 51 former intel officials falsely tell us the Biden laptop was Russian disinformation, we had a raid on President Trump's home, and of course we got Alvin Bragg's ridiculous case in New York. 7 years, nothing has changed. Don't believe me? We interviewed Stephen D'Antuono, former head of the Washington field office when the Trump classified document case began. Mr. D'Antuono told the committee, interviewed him just 2 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago today. Mr. D'Antuono told the committee that when he asked the Department of Justice, why is there no U.S. attorney assigned to the Trump classified document case? Headquarters said, because we're running it. He suggested the Miami field office should do the raid. Instead of sending the folks from Washington field office down to Miami, how the folks in the Miami field office do it? Headquarters said no. He suggested there shouldn't be a raid. Instead, they should continue to work with President Trump's lawyers. Once again, headquarters said no. Mr. D'Antuono even said, how about when we get there? When we arrive at President Trump's home, we then call his lawyer and we do the search together. Again, headquarters said no. Another interesting fact, the lawyer who turned down Mr. D'Antuono's request happens to be the same person who is alleged to have pressured the attorney representing a Trump employee about a judgeship. Nothing has changed, and frankly, they're never going to stop. 7 years of attacking Trump is scary enough, but what's more frightening, any one of us could be next, heaving it. He told him,
wow, Jim Jordan. Now, you didn't even hear John Durham. There, we're going to go
for a while.
We'll hear John Durham in a moment, so you can get to learn his voice. That was an excellent synopsis by Jim Jordan, and the point I was making earlier, they miscalculated in 2016, and Trump won. We won. The people won. They made sure that wasn't going to happen again. As Peter Strzok told his illicit girlfriend Lisa Page, "No, we're not going to allow that to happen." And Lisa Page asked, "Do you have enough power to do that?" And Peter Strzok proudly, peacock style, trumpeted, "Yes, I do." And they do. They do have that power. So was the 2018 election. The 2016 election was deeply affected, as was 18, 20, and 22. Well, what has been the consequence of that? All of those elections were stolen, including 2016. All of those elections were stolen, but Trump snuck through. their fraud. The result is America has been destroyed. We have Joe Biden. We have the open border. We have World War III in Ukraine. We have a bankrupted American economy. We have a bankrupted European economy. We have the complete demoralization of the American people. We have crime off the chart. All of that is the result of what you're hearing here. And let me add one other huge factor, of course, which is the COVID scamdemic. That was an absolutely key ingredient in destroying Trump. At the close of his first presidency, when the economy was booming, the border was tight as a drum, America was respected, the world was at peace, the American military had been rebuilt. Donald Trump was hugely popular, headed for a certain second term. And then the creeps came out from under their rocks. Tony Fauci, that little piece of garbage. I wish he would get on TV more the way he used to be. I want to see him. I want to hear him. His weaselly, whining voice. His perfidious nature. America needs to see more of this little creep. And that's who needs to be wearing a striped suit for the rest of his life. For killing millions of people with his scamdemic, with his gain of function pet project, which was done at places like Fort Detrick, at U.S. military bases and labs, hidden from us, just lying to us. And then all of the technology needed to do Anthony Fauci's creepy Dr. Frankenstein projects was then shipped to the red Chinese communist hating America, wishing to destroy America, unrestricted warfare, Chinese Communist Party. Thanks a lot, Anthony, baby. Thanks a lot. Threatening the life of every American citizen. Threatening the future of civilization. What a satanic figure is Anthony Fauci and all of his friends who set up all of the dozens of bioweapons labs in where? In where? In Ukraine? Why would you set up bioweapons labs in Ukraine, Anthony? Oh, I see. It's a totally corrupt place where you and your friends have unlimited access to measureless amounts of money and no legal framework of supervision or legality. You can do as you please with your satanic projects. They're all over Ukraine. Why would you put a bioweapons lab in Ukraine? Why not put it in Chad or Burundi or Iceland? Why did you pick Ukraine, Tony? We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Let's make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like they should. 'Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come. And the good times ain't over for good.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Big John, Big John.
Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big bad Donald John Trump, that is. All right, we're back in our show, and everything I'm reading to you or playing for you is coming from only one place. It's coming from Donald Trump's thread or channel on his own, our own social media website, truthsocial.com. And get this one. This stuff is coming so fast and furious and hot and heavy, you can't even keep up with it. The truth is so, you know, it's everywhere. The lies are being exposed. Now listen to this one. The president puts this up. He puts up someone named Will Scharf, S-C-H-A-R-F, who posts this. This is a tweet he put up. I am a former assistant U.S. attorney, worked on 2 Supreme Court confirmations, and clerked for 2 federal appellate judges. The indictment and case against President Trump is outrageous and shocking. But let's get into the details. Here are my 6 key points on the case. Now I'm not going to go through the whole thing with you. It is shocking and outrageous, but let's go down here to one that just caught my eye. He says this: far and away, the most troubling side story to emerge from this saga so far are the allegations made by Trump aide and co-defendant Walt Nauta, N-A-U-T-A. Walt Nauta's lawyer, last week. You may have missed it if you blinked. Not surprisingly, the mainstream media has buried this one. Nauta's lawyer, Stanley Woodward, alleged in a court filing that he doesn't perjure himself in a court filing, that during a meeting with prosecutors about his client's case, the head, these dirty rats, the heads here in the Justice Department, the FBI, rats, sniveling, slimy, smelly rats, all of them, alleged in a court filing that during a meeting with prosecutors about his client's case, the head of the counterintelligence section of the Department of Justice's National Security Division, Jay Brat, there's a name there, of the rat, Jay Brat, rat, quote, suggested Woodward's judicial application for a D.C. Superior Court judgeship might be considered more favorably if he, Woodward, and his client, Nauta, cooperated against Trump, unquote. And then Scharf, former high legal official himself. If true, says Scharf, and I find it hard to believe that Woodward just made the whole thing up, this is wild misconduct. It's worse than that. It's treason. It's treason against America. This is wild misconduct, truly wild. It could undermine the entire case against both Trump and Nauta. It could end careers at DOJ if, here's the big qualifier, if fairly investigated. Well, folks, that's not going to happen because you no longer live in America. You can rule that one out. And then I continue reading Sharp. And a word on Stanley Woodward. I don't know him, but I know of him. He is a highly accomplished lawyer, spent a decade at the firm Akin Gump, a top law firm, clerked on the D.C. circuit, and has very substantial experience in government investigations. This is not some fly-by-night TV lawyer. He's a real-deal legal heavyweight, and he's leveling an extremely serious allegation of misconduct against a senior official at DOJ. And, of course, it's worse than serious misconduct. It's treason. Treason. Bribing an attorney to arm twist his client into falsely testifying against the president of the United States or former president. That's treason. And then Sharp says, watch this issue. Well, don't watch for it in the national media. We don't have a national media. Don't watch for it there. Don't hold your breath. It's gone. It's in the memory hole. You heard it here from me, but you hear it from the president. Other than that, you're not going to hear it. As the case against Trump and Nauta begins to move, you'll hear more about it, I'm sure. Well, I'm not sure. You'll hear more about it. So that's going. Let's go back to the president. Let's go to some more of this testimony that occurred today. I'll fire up another piece of testimony. You'll hear Durham right after this break.
Hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Subscribe to the Freedom Times monthly newspaper, published since 1985. That's right, 1985. The Freedom Times pulls no punches and observes no sacred cows or taboos. The perilous times we live in are too critical for anything but honest discussion of America's plight. The Freedom Times is the antidote to the lies and distortions of the fake news media. There's no better way to inform and enlighten Americans than by reading the Freedom Times each month. New subscribers may sign up at the special rate of just $29 for 1 year or $55 for 2 years. Subscribe online by going to AmericanFreedomNews.us or mail your subscription to The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. That's The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. Support America's best patriotic newspaper and one of the very few left by becoming a subscriber to the Freedom Times today.
We're back, folks. And the so let's go back to the president's website here. Here is Congressman Tom McClintock. A real American, asking questions of John Durham, who knows more than anybody about the Russia scam against Donald Trump, which cost us our president, which cost us may have cost America its life. Is America salvageable at this point? That is an open question. Donald Trump says, I'm going to return the invaders, more than 10 million now, that flooded across at the invitation of the Communist Democrat Party. Is that possible? How many more million will there be by the time Donald Trump is sworn in, if that occurs? Here's Tom McClintock.
Exactly what was the Clinton plan? Based on declassified documents in the public record, there was intelligence information that was received at virtually the same time that the information came from the Australians. I mean, within a day or two, that intelligence included information that there was a purported plan designed by one of Mrs. Clinton's foreign policy advisors to create a scandal tying Donald Trump to the Russians. That's the essence of the intelligence as contained in the declassified information.
Did the president receive this intelligence? On August 3rd of 2016, then Director Brennan had briefed the President, Vice President, Director of National Intelligence, the FBI, the Attorney General, and others.
When you say the FBI, you mean Mr. Comey?
He had, on August 3rd, it was conducted at the White House. It was Director Comey himself.
Now, remember, the president that he's talking about is Barack Hussein Obama. Obama was in on this. He was briefed on it. And he's still going along with it. He's still pretending. I didn't know. Nobody told me. Yes, they did, you puke. Traitor, communist, garbage.
So Mr. Comey knew about this. President Obama knew about this. Vice President Biden knew about this. But it wasn't provided to the agents on the case or provided to the secret FISA court. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Now, see, that's the kind of answer we want. That's correct. Not some obfuscatory mishmash. Okay, listen to this. Here's another one.
Mr. Durham, in the summer of 2016, did our government receive intelligence that suggested Secretary Clinton had approved a plan to tie President Trump to Russia?
Yes.
Was that intelligence important enough for Director Brennan to go brief the President of the United States, the Vice President of the United States, the Attorney General of the United States, and the Director of the FBI?
Yes.
And was that intelligence put then into a memorandum, a referral memorandum?
Yes.
And was that memorandum then given to Director Comey and Agent Strzok?
So it was addressed to, yes.
Did Director Comey share that memorandum with the FISA court?
I'm sorry, can you...
Did he share that memorandum with the FISA court? Did Director Comey do that?
I'm not aware of that, if he did.
Did he share it with the lawyers preparing the FISA application?
Not to my knowledge.
Did he share it with the agents on the case, working the Crossfire Hurricane case?
No.
Didn't share it with the agents on the case. Can you tell the committee what happened when you took that referral memo and shared it with one of those agents, specifically Supervisory Special Agent Number 1?
We interviewed the first supervisor of the Crossfire investigation. The operational person. We showed him the intelligence information. He indicated he had never seen it before. He immediately became emotional, got up and left the room with his lawyer, spent some time in the hallway, came back.
He was ticked off, wasn't he?
Yes.
He was ticked off because this is something he should have had as an agent on the case, is important information that the director of the FBI kept from the people doing the investigation.
The information was kept from him.
Mr. Durham, in the summer of 2016...
Bingo. The information was kept from him.
No, because I already have a lot of...
That's just me, my amateur production values. Now, that little colloquy there. Jim Jordan asking Durham, who's answering the questions straight. No. So James Comey, another traitor, he actually kept this key information from the person, from one of the people, the guy supervising the Crossfire Hurricane case. And he didn't just get emotional. Durham said he got emotional and left the room. Durham was there. He didn't get emotional and leave the room. He probably said some four-letter words and probably kicked the door on the way out. And then came back in with more colorful four-letter words. He was pissed or ticked off, as Jim Jordan described him. Let's listen to another. This all happened today. And, of course, look in vain on CNN or MSDNC or ABC or PBS. Look in vain for any coverage of this. They go for the real news.
Did the FBI open Crossfire Hurricane on a Sunday, only 3 days after reviewing the information?
Yes.
Did the FBI open Crossfire Hurricane without any significant review of its own intelligence database?
Yes.
Did the FBI open Crossfire Hurricane without interviewing the essential witnesses?
Yes.
Did the FBI open Crossfire Hurricane without using any of the standard analytical tools typically employed in evaluating intelligence?
Yes.
Did the FBI consider the possibility that it was the target?
It didn't appear so to me from the evidence.
And so I'm curious if you could tell me, because I'm not a prosecutor, some of my colleagues here are, but the average American is not. Can you tell us why and under what motivation would a prosecutorial agency act in such a way where it willfully ignores multiple instances of exculpatory evidence throughout the course of its investigation? Because I just don't understand that.
That, in my experience, that is not the norm. That's not how the FBI performs. In this particular case, as is reflected in the report, there appear to be persons in the FBI who were central to opening the investigation that had rather strong views concerning then-candidate Trump.
Did the FBI...
Wow. Wow. Did you hear that? Bada bing, bada bang.
Don't get me wrong. I like having a hairline.
Bada boom. I'm sorry for the production value errors here. But that was Congressman Lance Gooden. Boy, those were great questions. But did you hear? Let's see if we can return. Bang, bang, bang. Durham answered yes, 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 and then no. All right, here's another one.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Florida for the purpose of explaining his amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And before I do, I seek unanimous consent to enter into the record the American Military News periodical entitled General...
That was Matt Gaetz. That's a good one, but we're not going to go to that. It's on another topic. Let's go shift up just a little bit here. Now, folks, you can get a much better read on all these things I talk about on this show so frequently. Just go to truthsocial.com and read. You don't have to join to read it. And joining it doesn't entail much of anything either, just putting in an email address. Very accessible. And you can post on it very accessibly. It's a free speech site. And you can get so much more than I can give you in my little one-hour show. So much more. And you should go there on a daily basis, or regularly at least. It's your best avenue of truth. All right, so the president put up 2 hours ago, he puts up political polls, which will also be buried and kept from you by the cowards in the lamestream media, traitors, people like Joe Scarborough, traitor. Joe Scarborough and his girlfriend, let me try to remember her name. I think he married her, actually. Brzezinski, Mika, what a mind has Mika. Joe, you found a gem. Mika, likewise. You know, and by the way, this Joe Scarborough's excellent poster boy for what a rhino is. I remember when I was in the John Birch Society, Joe Scarborough was the U.S. congressman, Republican, so he said, from Florida District 1, which includes Panama City, Panama City Beach, Pensacola. It's Patriot Central. I told you the story about the county courthouse there where I heard the flag flapping on the sitting, just resting under the flagpole, and I heard it flapping. I looked up at it. This is the county courthouse in one of the District 1 counties. And the flag was flying in a stiff breeze, banging against the pole. But it was the Confederate battle flag. What? I mean, there was another flagpole with an American flag, but right at the front door of the courthouse, you know, 30 feet up in the air, a big stars and bars Confederate battle flag. Wow. This is Patriot Central. So Joe Scarborough was the U.S. congressman. He managed to insinuate himself into that job, lying to the people of the first. This is what all these rhinos do, like Mitt Romney, these lying rhino pieces of crud. He managed to buffalo enough people and line up enough fat cat money. He bought himself a congressional seat. But Joe Scarborough, he was a Republican Congress. Look at him now. Look, do you think he's a different? Do you think he's not the same guy now that he was when he was in the U.S. Congress, pretending to be a Republican? Of course he's the same guy. But that's how the uniparty system works. You get guys like Joe Scarborough into the Republican Party. You get them elected. And now you don't have any. There's no opposition to the Communist Party, the Democrats. You have the Rhino Party. And this is the great, one of the, you know, two or three, which one is the greatest, only history will tell, achievement of Donald Trump, exposing the damn rhinos for the creeps that they are. And by the way, Trump has, he's lit out against Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski. Remember her father, Zbigniew? It's a big new Brzezinski. All right. So the president puts up a national poll that will be hidden from you. And listen to the rhinos running against Donald Trump. This is a true hall of shame. DeSantis, Pence, Scott, Haley, Romney, Ramaswamy, Christie, Cheney, Burgum. My own governor, Suarez, Hutchinson, as an ASA, Elder, as Larry Elder, Perry, and Johnson. 14 of these people. Now, these are not all creeps. Larry Elder's a good guy. Vivek Ramaswamy looks like a pretty decent, solid guy. Nothing on the order of Trump, but I mean, he's not a traitor. But then all the rest of them are. Scott, you know, opinions vary on him, senator from South Carolina. But now let's go to the poll. How much damage have they done to Trump with all this lying and lawfare and criminality? By our own government, criminality from our own government. We have a criminal communist government. And what did Jim Jordan ask? Was it Jordan who said, hey, the scariest part of this whole deal is you're next. I'm next. They're not stopping with Trump. They're not stopping with Mike Flynn or Roger Stone. No, they're coming after all of us. So in the latest 2024 National Republican primary, a poll of 520 likely voters by McLaughlin and Associates, Johnson, 0%, Perry, 0%, Elder, 0%, Hutchinson, 0%, not one person. Suarez, I don't even know who Suarez is, 1%. Burgum, oh, we'll get rid of that governor, 1%. Liz Cheney, oh, yeah, Liz Cheney, 1%. Chris, Krispy Kreme, Christie, 2%. Oh, 2%. He's doing 200%. He's doing 100% better than Liz Cheney. Vivek Ramaswamy, 2%. Mitt, the coward traitor, Romney, 2%. Nikki Haley, let me try to remember her name, Nimrata Randhawa. I don't know how I hang on to that name. Nimrata Randhawa, 4%. Tom Scott of and forgive me, I'm forgetting, he's not a very memorable senator. Is it Tim Scott or Tom Scott? I think it's Tom Scott, but there's another Scott from Florida. So what the Scott from South Carolina, 5%, Mike Pence. Yeah, you can all boo together. You can throw tomatoes at your speakers there if you listen to the show. Mike Pence, 5%. And Ron DeSanctimonious, disaster, 19%. Donald Trump, 52%. You take that to the bank. We'll be right back.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBNReaders2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBNReaders2023. At antelopehillpublishing.com.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Guess my opinion is all out of style.
Oh, but don't get me started, 'cause I can get right. I'll make a fight for forefathers' plan.
That's right. And the world already knows where I stand.
And I'm for the Bible, and I'm for the flag, and I'm for the working man. You know, heck, I'm just one of many, can't get no respect. Politically incorrect.
Hey, we're back, folks. All right, let's go back to the present here in our waning moments of today's show. Thank you for tuning in and listening. This is the president, again, greatest living American. Well, the greatest president, our favorite president, as he so truly describes himself, and the man who could save, the only man, and some very important people like, well, how about Tucker Carlson, for example, have said Donald Trump is the only person. Steve Bannon, he said this. To any of you naysayers or doubters out there, he is the only person who can save America. So, I mean, you can regard me as a lightweight. Steve Bannon, not so easy. Tucker Carlson, and Tucker Carlson's not a Trump cheerleader gopher like I am. So he has said the same thing. Only Trump can save what's left of our country. So here's what one that the president put up today. And he finds the time to do this. We'll close with this one. He puts up these comments by John Durham in Congress today.
Let me give you some real life views on that. I have had any number of FBI agents who I've worked with over the years. Some of them are retired, some are still in place, who have come to me and apologized for the manner in which that investigation was undertaken. I take that seriously. These are good, hardworking, the majority of people in the FBI, decent human beings who swear to, under their oaths to abide by the law and the like. And
he's rattled. He's rattled. He just uses the past tense of the word, of the verb swear, sweared. This is a very smart man who knows it, swore. But he's rattled. He's emotional about what's happened to our country.
I think that typifies, exemplifies of the concern here. There is
another grammatical error that typifies, exemplifies of the concern here. A needless preposition thereof. He's rattled. Super educated guy. Super articulate.
There were investigative activities undertaken or not undertaken here, which raised real concerns about whether or not the law...
Hear it in his voice. The quiver in his voice. Yeah, they raised real concerns. Yeah. Yeah, we got some real concerns, John. Our country's gone. That's not too good. You wasted your whole life protecting and defending it. We'll be back again tomorrow here in the Trump Clubhouse. See you there. So long. Don't stop believing. Still let people. Don't stop believing.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Ciroc grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.